standalone.
Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a short show for you today, but nonetheless important and hard-hitting. During the first half hour, we're going to be talking about the potential for walnuts to have a protective effect against colon cancer. Then we're going to switch it up and talk about Actistatin, which is the world's strongest joint compound. We're actually going to be joined by Sean Medeer to talk about this new formula that they pioneered. It's taken several years for it to come to fruition, so we'll talk about that. Just want to mention, if you have not tried Thrive Advanced Protein yet, the only protein powder built around the blueprint of human breast milk, why haven't you tried Thrive Advanced? Email your reason to why at ThriveProtein, T-H-R-I-V-Protein.com, and you'll receive a code that will make it worth your while to try Thrive Advanced at least one time. Help us be a better company, and we'll help you cross trying Thrive Advanced off your bucket list. So check that out. So we've talked about walnuts on this show before, one of Elisa Profumo's favorite things to talk about. She should have been the Diamond Walnut spokesperson years ago. But anyway, Dr. Daniel Rosenberg is joining us from the University of Connecticut. How you doing, Dr. Rosenberg?
I'm great, Carl. How are you?
Great, great. Welcome to the show.
So Thank you.
You just published a study, Walnuts May Improve Your Colon Health. What research led up to this, where this was the next logical to check?
Well, there's been a growing interest in walnut and tree nuts in general, and walnuts in particular as part of the Mediterranean diet. And, you know, my laboratory is focused on GI cancers, primarily colorectal cancer, for several decades, and ways to use sort of non-toxic, natural or non-natural, like aspirin, interventions to sort of reduce risk. And I had been giving a talk about, I believe it was about black raspberries, a few years ago. In black raspberries, we had published some papers on black raspberries with Gary Stoner, who was at the Ohio State University at the time. He's since retired from Medical College of Wisconsin. And we were talking about black raspberries and ulcerative colitis and colon cancer, and someone heard about it in the walnut area, in the walnut arena, and contacted me and invited me to give a talk about some of the natural products in colon cancer. And that was probably 4 years ago, and that's how we sort of got into thinking about walnuts. And the more research I did on it, the more I was convinced that there really was something interesting in this nut that might be worth pursuing. So that's how we got there.
So, okay, so talk about this particular study. How was this study designed?
So actually a lot of work went into the design. It was, in order to get the work going, we of course had to get the funding first, and I can talk about that as well. But basically, we designed the study by coming up with a concentration of walnuts that we thought would be reasonable for human consumption, but at the higher end, and using a murine, a mouse model of colorectal cancer, and basically adding the ground up fresh, beautiful walnut meal to a very standardized diet that mice are maintained on, and testing the effects of these different concentrations of the walnuts on an induced form of cancer in these mice, colon cancer.
Now
that was the study design.
You actually preemptively answered a question that I was going to ask you. So we did a show a few months ago about walnuts that shows that mastication plays a large role in the actual energy contribution from eating nuts in general, and they used walnuts for that study. Had you seen that? You know what I'm talking about? Where if you did, you know, you, a lot of the walnut comes out undigested because people don't chew it very well?
Interesting. No, I'm not even aware of that.
Oh, you have to start listening to the show, Dr. Rosenberg.
Yeah. But anyway. Absolutely.
But okay, so they discovered that, you know, the calorie contribution mixed on that's indicated on walnut labels is inaccurate. Basically, I'm summarizing that based on mastication, you may or may not derive calories from the stuff that doesn't get digested in the stomach. And the first question I was going to ask you was, did the little rodents have to chew their own walnuts, or did you turn it into a pellet? And you've answered my question. So just by doing that, you made the meal that much more bioavailable than, say, if they had to chew the little walnuts themselves. And people don't chew well enough, and that's part of the problem. So one of the takeaways is this. If you learn something during this interview, which I happen to think you are, chew your walnuts good if you want to get that effect. Okay, now we can move past that. So right. When you gave, what kind of markers do you look at? Do you look at inflammatory markers in this rodent model? What do you look at to see that there's something happening?
Okay, so that's an excellent question. There is, of course, an inflammatory component to colorectal cancer, and we're actually currently looking at potential effects of walnuts on an inflammation model, but we don't have the results yet, so I won't even be able to comment on that. For this study, we were actually just doing tumor counting, inducing a primary colorectal cancer and looking at the end of the study, counting the numbers of tumors, and then taking the tissues and looking for a variety of cancer biomarkers. So basically, the first level of analysis would be, do the walnut consumption affect the total number of tumors? And if so, through what potential pathways or mechanisms? So that was sort of how the study was originally designed.
Okay. So you gave, now obviously you had a control group that did not get the meal, is that right?
We had a control group that did not get the meal. It just got what's called the AIN-76A diet.
Right.
Which is a standard mouse diet. And so the study really was, the work was broken down into two studies. The first was adding the walnuts to this AIN-76A diet. The second study, which in my mind is more important and had more striking results, was to add the walnuts at a little bit lower concentration than in the first study. We actually came down in concentration, and we added it to a relatively newly developed diet called the TWD, or Total Western Diet. And this is a diet that was designed by a group at Utah State University. Heinz and Ward are the authors on this paper. And Benninghoff is actually the middle author on a paper that came out a few years ago, in which they provided a formulation for a diet, for an experimental diet that would better mimic the human Western diet.
Right, right.
And so we decided to test the walnuts in this total Western diet in the second phase of our study. And most of our observations and findings come from that second half of the second study.
And which is really impressive, obviously, because that's like you said, it more emulates the type of diet people are eating.
Yes.
One question real quick, which is kind of an aside, but probably not as big of an effect on colorectal cancer, but maybe on testicular, ovarian, or even prostate cancer. The AIN-76A diet, I noticed there's a trend to make sure that these diets that are being fed to animals in these types of research studies are devoid of phytoestrogens. Does that play a role in your selection of a diet?
That's an excellent point. Back in the earlier years of studying carcinogenesis in rodent models, most people use cereal grain-based diets, and they were just loaded with all kinds of grains and pesticides and phytoestrogens, and it was very hard to control them because they were almost like a domestic animal chow that you don't really think too much about what's in it unless you really love your dog and you buy the most expensive formulations.
Right.
So most of us were using these cereal-based diets that were not very well controlled and had a lot of complicating factors in them. So we kind of moved towards more of these purified diets. They're much, much more expensive. They cost a lot of money to run studies because of them, but they're better controlled. So by doing this, we were avoiding potential confounding issues
right.
related to phytoestrogens, et cetera.
Good. Okay. So talk about what you found. So the rodents that got the meal, how were they different than the rodents that didn't?
Well, so what we found in a nutshell was that, in a nutshell.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say no pun intended, but I figured
no
I'd let
pun
you
intended. So what we found was that in the groups of mice that were fed the walnuts in increasing concentrations, male mice were benefiting by having a reduced tumor load, tumor burden, tumor number. Quite a lot, probably about over twofold, maybe 2.3-fold, tumor numbers were reduced by 7% walnuts, which is about 10.5% of the total fat in the diet consisting coming from the walnuts, because walnuts do are a rich source of fat. And I know a lot of people think, we don't want to eat nuts and walnuts because they have fat in them and fat is bad, but that's not necessarily true.
Not in this audience. This audience,
okay, good.
We love fat in this audience.
Excellent. The amazing thing, this work was funded through the California Walnut Commission and the American Institute of Cancer Research. I've learned a lot about walnuts by attending meetings with people that really know about growing nuts. And the walnut is actually, of all the tree nuts, has the best ratio of omega-3, omega-6 fatty acid.
Well, it doesn't have more omega-3 to omega-6, but it's got a ratio that is seen more often in nature than not, because there are some tree nuts out there that are higher in omega-3s, but what we're learning now about omega-6s, omega-6s are not a problem when you have adequate omega-3s. In fact, they create the yin and yang of healthy inflammation, because inflammation actually resolves instead of being chronic. It's only when there's such a vastly great amount of omega-6 to omega-3s that we see this out of balance. So I don't want people to be afraid of walnuts because of the new, everything has to be high in omega-3s. No, omega-6 have a role. They're important too.
That's an excellent point. Thank you for pointing that out. I mean, what I was really, trying to say is that the ratio, is shifted towards a higher amount of omega-3 to omega-6 of all the nuts, but there's still plenty of omega-6 in the walnut. It's just the ratio is probably best in the walnut.
Right.
But there's a lot of other stuff. The vitamin E, the gamma and tocopherol is very rich in walnuts. And trying to figure out as well as a number of phytochemicals and ellagic acid and fiber, the walnuts are loaded
melatonin, with trace amounts of melatonin found in walnuts.
That's a great point. That's
and
an
you know,
excellent
I mean
point.
When we talk about oncoprotective, when we talk about things that seem to have a protective effect against cancer, melatonin is real high on the list, and there are trace amounts of melatonin, and who knows, maybe the presence of melatonin in walnuts is accompanied by something that helps you absorb it better and utilize it better than just taking a melatonin supplement. And I remember a study that showed eating a high saturated fat diet preceded by a handful of walnuts or not, and the inflammatory response was so suppressed on the people who had the walnuts before eating a pro-inflammatory diet meal. Postprandial, it was so pronounced that I thought, wow, so you just need a handful of walnuts before every meal and you're safeguarded against a lot of this stuff. And I started thinking it might have been the melatonin was part of the reason.
That's actually a fascinating comment. And whether it is the melatonin or any of the other ingredients. I mean, who knows? Melatonin is a very good guess. I believe, one of the important take home messages is that it's not a single pill with a single molecule in it, but it's a complex mixture, natural mixture that all these things and probably critical ratios are important.
Well, we have to go into a break, but this is why mainstream medicine and pharmacopoeia get it wrong. This is why, and I'll tell you why. Because we've evolved over 4.6 million years coming in contact with things like walnuts. Our body and the walnuts have evolved together. There are things in the walnut that cannot be put into a pill that accompany side by side by other things that can. And when you strip the thing that you can put in a pill out and leave all the other stuff behind, all of a sudden you find that, wow, we didn't get the results we hoped for. This is why whole foods is so important. Don't let anybody deter you from thinking that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to jump deeper into this study. There's some other questions I have, especially about why did it seem to be more protective in males? I have a theory. Let's see. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs. Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Rosenberg from University of Connecticut about how walnuts may improve colon health.
Hi, Carl.
So the male rodents seem to be more responsive or have a greater protective effect. Any theories why?
Well, when we first found that, we were really puzzled, and the lead author on the study, Dr. Masako Nakanishi, who's a colleague of mine in the laboratory, we talked endlessly about this, and we began to look at a number of different tumor biomarkers in the colon to try to see whether there's something being differentially affected in male versus female. Nothing really was coming up in an obvious way to explain that difference. Why were the males so benefiting so much relative to females? And we were in a situation here at the University of Connecticut, the School of Medicine, that the Jackson Laboratories opened up a new research facility on our campus in Farmington, Connecticut. And one of the first people to join was a scientist named George Weinstock, who's one of the premier microbiome scientists in the world. He had been at Washington University for many years before he came to Farmington to join JAX. And we decided to have some conversations with him about taking a look at the microbiome in these walnut-fed mice. We had some suspicions that walnuts might be somehow changing the bacterial composition in the gut, and maybe something going on there might explain this what we call sexual dimorphism or difference between male and female response. And so over about a six-month period, Dr. Weinstock and his laboratory conducted a series of analyses on the fecal samples we provided him, Dr. Nakanishi provided him from our study. And as you can imagine, we used a technique called 16S shotgun sequencing, which is a way to look at virtually the entire gut microbiome at a very broad level. And the data coming back started to show that there were actually significant differences in the male and female, which is just amazing.
This was one of my theories. I'm not saying that in hindsight, like, oh, let me jump on this bandwagon. I'll explain. Go ahead.
And well, trying to understand the gut microbiome is probably 100,000 times more difficult than trying to understand our own genomes,
right?
Because it's so complicated. And we're really almost flying blindly at this point in the very early stages of really trying to understand how bacterial diversity and particular species of bacteria are impacting not only the gut, but obviously many other organs in your body in ways that we really don't understand. But there was one of the things that we noticed occurring was there was a less bacterial diversity, less species of bacteria overall in the male versus female.
Yeah, so here, listen.
Yes.
I wanted to jump in here because I don't want to lose this moment here. So what I thought was, at the common denominator is sex hormones. There are certain types of gut microbes that have symbiotic relationships with certain hormones, such testosterone, estrogen, different types of estrol, estrione, oxytocin. We know this. We know that in the presence of abundant hormone levels, these microbes seem to thrive. When the microbes drop, the hormone levels drop. We don't have the chicken and egg thing figured out. In fact, there may not be a chicken and egg. They may really work off of each other. So the first thing I thought of was twofold. The presence of testosterone, I don't know if I'm correct about this, but I've always thought that when rodents were in one of these test environments, they actually eat their own feces. They'll eat another rodent's feces. Isn't that true?
They can. Coprophagic, okay. Yes.
Yeah. So, I read a study one time that fascinated me about the transformative effects of microbes in the feces of rodents when the other rodents ate it. And that, I started thinking to myself, you know, testosterone changes the landscape of the microbes. Estrogen changes the landscape of the microbes. Females have more estrogen, men have more testosterone. So right. We have vastly different microbes that are related to that. And the other thing that we know is that estrogen and its microbes have an anti-inflammatory effect. Estradiol interacts with the fibroblast activation factor on every cell and suppresses inflammation immediately in the case of a trauma. And we know that the two recent discoveries of microbes it found in abundance in female humans and is closely tied to estrogen also are anti-inflammatory in nature. And so the first thing I thought about was, you know, it's because men are, at the end of the day, more inflamed because our microbes are whacked out from high testosterone and low estrogen. And on top of that.
This is fascinating. And so many different reasons. One, we know that estrogen or synthetic estrogens had chemopreventive benefit against colon cancer. And of course, probably the last study of its kind that was done by a clinician, scientist named Peter Proteva, who tested estrogen looking for biomarkers in the human colon. But that was probably 7 or 8 years ago. And since then, work with estrogen has not been allowed really by the FDA because of its possible other side effects. But estrogen is absolutely been documented to show preventive benefit to the colon.
Yeah.
And we have not published it yet. It's actually under review, but we're beginning to identify a pathway in women, that may be different in a part of the colon in terms of cancer risk. And we're actually working feverishly on this pathway right now. And we have not yet begun to look at the influence of the microbiome and estrogen and possibly menopause on changes to the microbiome and how it might influence inflammation and colon cancer risk.
Oh.
You've just raised such an exciting and important dynamic. This is really wonderful.
Yeah, and you can't look at the microbes in our gut without understanding the close relationship they have with hormones, and the hormones affect them, and they affect the hormones, and it's just an amazing phenomenon. I mean, L-Reuteri is one of the most popular ones right now. It's seen in the presence of oxytocin. It is responsible for actually reversing aging in rodents. That study we talked about last year, it's an amazing. Well, there's an embargoed study that's going to be released very shortly. We're going to do a show on it that shows L-Reuteri may actually be beneficial for children with autism because of its effect on increasing a specific microbe it stabilizes something when children digest food, and it reduces the symptoms significantly. So, I mean, you can't talk about hormones without talking about microbes, and you can't talk about microbes without, the problem is we're willing to talk about microbes, but don't talk about hormones because they have negative side effects.
Well, I think you may, for our mouse work, have uncovered what could be a very important link in terms of the protection. And we haven't even considered it yet. And I'm very excited about that.
Well, we only have a couple minutes, so what do you want lay people and clinicians to take away from your most recent research?
Well, I think that absolutely people should not worry or fret about eating walnuts and gaining weight, because that doesn't seem to happen at all. The amount of data coming out on walnuts now in terms of cognitive health and, you know, memory, weight control, and now, you know, cancer benefit against breast, against prostate, and now against colon, I think that having, you know, not, don't eat three bags of walnuts a day, but having 8 or 10 walnuts
or halves is fantastic. Grab a handful.
A handful.
But one thing, if walnuts smell like latex paint, throw them away. They're rancid. They went bad. You know, you buy walnuts, you open up the bag and you smell them. They should smell buttery, not like latex paint. Listen, I'm sorry we have to interview this. I mean, end this. I have so many more questions. We'll definitely have you back on, okay?
Thank you so much, Carl. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be joined with by Sean Madeira in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. You know, there are a few products out there that are fall into a popular product category that can actually say that they are as good as Actistatin made by GLC Direct. They've been a sponsor of the show for, I don't even know anymore, 8 years, 9 years. And the brains behind it, the man who runs the company is Sean Madeira. How you doing, Sean?
Doing well, Carl, and yourself?
Yeah, very, very good, very good. And so we were using GLC 2000 for a long time, waiting for Actistatin to actually become available for humans. That happened last year, end of last year, right?
Yes. Now, Actistatin itself is a patented formulary that I came up with and developed for basically for gastroenterology. And we have used it first with animal trials, and because we're changing a little bit about the gastric chemistry to allow these protein isolates to survive in higher quantity, we had a lot of safety issues that we had to go through with FDA to make sure that it wouldn't be categorized as a drug.
Oh, wow.
That was their first, first stage of concern, was that changing gastroenterology doesn't, in fact, allow these proteins to get through our systems faster and be delivered into the bloodstream more effectively. So it's changing the methodology at which we're able to digest or uptake certain protein isolates. And so after about 5 years of doing animal trials, we were finally able to convince the FDA that it's an all-natural product. It's not interfering with complex protein cleaving. So they went ahead and finally said, go ahead. You can bring it to market for humans. And so we have.
So let me ask you a question. You know, you've been a forerunner. You've been a leader in the joint health category with GLC 2000. Prior to GLC 2000, people were taking underdosed, poor quality, and really incomplete formulas of glucosamine and chondroitin. But was the gateway to making a better joint product actually higher bioavailability? Is that why you set out to work on, instead of working on a new formula, you actually worked on a way to deliver your existing formula to a better degree?
That's correct. Yeah, and it's been an uphill battle ever since glucosamine and chondroitin have come onto the marketplace. You have to remember that our bodies are genetically designed to take in complex proteins, cleave them down into the amino acid, carbohydrate groups, and then be uptaked for different cellular structures and functions in the body. Well, when we introduce isolates, the cleaving process has already taken place. And so the first gateway that we had to worry about is the fundic system, the stomach itself.
Mm-hmm.
See, once the glucosamine becomes cleaved from its anion or cation carrier, it is uptaked by the chief cells and other fundic cells to be used to produce ATP, to help produce the for chemosensing and production of the chemical excretions. So all the cells in the body love glucosamine, so the trick is, how do you get it past that first set in
right.
the stomach?
Right.
You know, prior to GLC coming on the marketplace. And even today with the products that you're buying that are singular in source, you're going to find that the delivery, actual entrance into serum for a standardized glucosamine hydrochloride, for example, is about 12%. Sulfates are a little bit better. They're at about 22%. And so with GLC, what I did in the first go-round was introduce an ester form, which is N-acetyl-D-glucosamine.
Yeah.
So that all the epithelial cells utilize it first. So it is basically the precursor for their energy development, and it allowed the other forms, the other three forms of glucosamine, to survive in higher quantity. And so we were able to essentially go from mid-20s for delivery to over 43%.
So are you saying now, the N-acetyl-D-glucosamine was a sacrificial lamb, so to speak, in the formula?
Well, to a certain degree. Some of it does survive, but because there's no cleaving necessary, and when we begin the digestive process, that first set of gastric cells will begin to secrete the hydrochloric acid and pepsinogen so that we can begin to break things down. Well, they're still looking for different sugars and different sources to harvest. So the N-acetyl is actually the easiest to be uptake. Back when it was first developed, it was actually an anti-ulcer medication.
Really?
And
because I also happen to know that it takes one molecule of N-acetyl-D-glucosamine and one molecule of D-glucuronic acid to make one molecule of hyaluronic acid. So one of the reasons that I fell in love with your product early on was, oh, my God, they get it. They're actually supplying us with N-acetyl-D-glucosamine. And I think the original formula even had D-glucuronic acid in it, didn't it?
No, we allow the body to utilize that and to cleave it from the conjoint sulfate.
Right, okay, there you go, right. But, I mean, it was brilliant. Like, nobody was even... I'm like, wow, this is the closest thing to a couple hops and you got hyaluronic acid. This is fantastic stuff.
Yeah, indeed. And now when you look at what we're able to do by infusing the body with more glucosamine than you can get from standardized forms, we're now watching the changes in the chondrocyte's ability to produce natural hyaluronan within the joint, and as well as the synovocytes. Mm. So these levels that we, in a blood-borne situation, they're glucosamine 6-phosphate, they actually have an anabolic effect on those cells, and then they begin to produce more of the protein glycan chains, the collagen, and now clinically we've proven for the first time that an oral supplement can increase hyaluronic acid development.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, that was a study that was published a few years back. Now, it was done in equine. It was one of our animal safety trials. And we actually aspirated the synovial fluid from 75 horses that had been diagnosed with osteoarthritic conditions. And at the baseline, through all 75, our mean average for hyaluronan within the joint itself was only a 0.5. Now, that's spheres of hyaluronan per nanoliter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that means is a pretty watery precipitate.
Right.
If you look at normal synovial fluid is very, for lack of a better way to put it, it's sticky and gummy, and you can, veterinarians will do a stretch test when they have synovial fluid to see how much the viscosity changes mm-hmm. through different parts of the disease. So with this, we did a blood count and a hyaluronan count to see what was happening in the disease joint. So at the beginning, we had a 0.5. With using Actistatin for only 4 weeks, we aspirated the joint again. The mean average was now a 1.5.
Wow.
So what that means is that within a very short period of time, looking at how a natural product like ours can behave as compared to the injectables, the body itself is now producing 3 times more hyaluronan than the diseased joint itself. And most importantly, it was a full 6-month trial. At the end of the 6th month, when aspirating for the final time, a completely healthy 3.8 was the mean average throughout the group.
Wow. That is, you know, this is what I'm talking about. So there are all these companies out there, and I'm not going to name names. You walk through Walgreens and CVS, and you see these joint formulas. It was Sean that first taught me that your dose should be based on your weight, number one. No one talks about that. They go, oh, just take 2 of these, and then you wonder why it works for some people and it doesn't work for other people. But the other thing is I don't know of any company, I don't care how big they are, that takes joint health and therapeutic supplementation as seriously as GLC. And this is why they are the only company that you should, first of all, if you're young, if you're old, and you're not using a formula to help keep your joints healthy, you're really, really, really hurting yourself. I can tell when I don't use GLC for a few weeks because I start to feel pains in my knees that go away within a couple weeks of using it again. And that's what keeps me reminded that it's really working. But I, you know what? If you're using anything out there other than Actistatin, you really are just throwing your money away, because chances are it's underdosed and it's ineffective, and it's why it's not working to begin with. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about an indirect effect of Actistatin that the women will love, and so will the guys who don't want to look like an old shoe like I look like today. Stay tuned.
Of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, if you want to learn more about Actistatin, two ways to do it. You can either go to glcdirect.com or go to superhumanradio.com and click any one of the banner ads that are all over the website. There is no question about it, and there is no thought that needs to go into it when it comes to joint health. I can take anything I want, and this is the stuff I use because it works. And it's so well thought out. The formula has evolved over time, as the technology changes, as the science changes. Sean updates the formula, and you get the benefit of all that. So let's take it away for joints for a second. There's a large consensus now that both men and women, and you don't have to be a metrosexual, don't want their skin to start to sag and look crappy as they age. And hyaluronic acid is a very important component of not getting crepey skin, right?
Oh, yes. And not to mention that we're aiding in the body's production of natural hyaluronin, so you're not having to substitute or worry about how things have been compounded, because it is, in its exogenous form, or when you're buying a hyaluronin product, you have to remember that the molecule itself, while in its living state in the synovium, is one of the strongest, most resilient molecules in the body. However, when it's outside of the body, it is very fragile. It has to be hydrated properly in order for it to even get to its full potential. It's a very sensitive molecule to work with. So having the body produce its own is really the holy grail for what we're looking for as athletes, because we're putting lots of strain on our joints. But as you say, if you're looking for a beauty aid type, many women do use it for just that, to try to keep the crow's feet away.
Right.
And secondarily, and you can probably attest to this as well, your nails and hair,
yes,
grow faster.
And are thicker. And I have nails that I could turn a screw with. I'm serious. I mean, I have such thick, strong nails, it's unbelievable. And the guy who cuts my hair always tells me, I can't believe how fast your hair grows. And it's like, I never really thought about it till you just said that just now.
Well, it's because not only does it increase the hyaluronin, but as a collagen modifier directly, it aids in so many different functions in the body. You know, recently, over the last 5 years, a lot more information has come out about secondary uses of glucosamine and chondroitin. In the Journal of Osteoarthritis and Cartilage, for example, in 2011... they did a direct comparison on how glucosamine and chondroitin work as far as muscle strength and endurance. And within that study, it showed that it increased the actual output of the patients in the study by about 5%. And that in and of itself, for someone who's involved in athleticism, is relatively amazing. Then further, they've gone on to look at the healing process. You know, when we're exercising, or in the case of this particular study, they looked at one of the cartilage breakdown modifiers, which is the abbreviation COMP, and they found that using glucosamine at high levels reduced that inflammatory markers significantly. Direct indicator that we're having less cartilage breakdown, less of the breakdown of the musculature, because that inflammatory marker is now being reduced.
Right.
You know, and lastly, anyone who's had a surgical issue with tendons, and most athletes
You didn't know this, but I just had my left tricep reattached on the first of this month, and I've actually been taking 12 Actistatin a day, 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon. And I just went for the checkup today, 2-3 more weeks before I can put a load on it, but he said it's healing marvelously.
Yeah, and what in this other study that is also in the same journal, they were looking at ruptured Achilles heels. And the speed and recovery was about 18% faster than with placebo. Mm-hmm. So aiding in building the proper collagen strands throughout the body, that's what helps connect all of our functions, joints, musculature. If we can speed the healing process, it helps you get more out of your workout, you're able to put more time into the gym, and it's just a healthier way to live. And it's a simple, easy protein isolate group to take.
You think 12 a day is too much for me? I remember interviewing Tiny Meeker after his pec tear, and he alluded, he didn't give me the number, but he just alluded to taking high doses of Actistatin and attributing that to his rapid recovery. You think 12 is enough for a big guy like me?
Well, it is rate limiting. Your body will get to the point where you're not really going to take up more than your body needs. That's just part of, but like for example with Tiny, he has had so many different injuries. And if you go to the internet and look now, he is actually pushing on the bench press 1,212 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, and there, you know, there's a gentleman who's got more injuries than you and I combined, and at 45 years old, he's still setting the record.
World record.
He is world's strongest man.
Right.
Yeah. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, he hyperloads for two different reasons. Number one, to speed his recovery, because anytime you're moving weights like that, recovery is everything. But number two, we now have evidence that glucosamine can load the Golgi tendon and slow its exhaustive response. So it actually allows you to put more stress, and that may be the cause and effect of the previous study that showed the increase of 5% in muscle strength and just by using glucosamine conjointin. But when you're hyperloading, you're actually allowing the Golgi tendon to put more stress on the muscle itself. Now, the older we get, I always caution people. You know, things start popping and breaking.
Are you worried I'm going to go hurt myself again?
Well, it's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know.
The better we feel, the more we push, and the more we test ourselves. So for anybody at any level of athleticism, or if you're just in a position where you're suffering with the bone-on-bone degenerative arthritic conditions or torn rotors or Achilles heel problems, you owe it to yourself to try it.
No, everything
to gain and nothing to lose.
So you can go to superhumanradio.com and click the Actistatin banner ad and get a bottle. What, 180 caps come in a bottle? Is that right?
That's correct.
It's a monster bottle. You take anywhere from 3 or more a day, depending on your weight. And I guarantee you, you start to notice things in 2 weeks, like little creaky aches and pains and those little sharp pains that you get sometimes in the side of your knee as you get older. They just go away, and then over time, it just becomes better and better and better. Your joints become more fluid, and I believe in the product. I'll take it for the rest of my life.
Well, thank you, Carl. I really appreciate you saying that. And just to let your listeners know, all of our products, complete 100% 30-day money-back guarantee. You try the product, it doesn't do what we say it does, or you don't get the relief you're looking for, simply return it. We refund your money. Because we're really in this to help. You know, quality of life is everything.
Yeah, and yep. You know what? You're a consumer, too. You don't want to buy a product and feel like it didn't work for you. There's always going to be non-responders out there. I think that's very noble of a company to say, look, if it doesn't work for you, we don't want your money. And that's very respectable, very respectable. Sean,
well, there's very few that do that.
Yeah, I know. And also, the product has been tried and tested in one of the most expensive athletes in the world, and that's Thoroughbred Racehorses, and some jockeys like Gary Stevens, who we had on the show, who attributes his comeback after debilitating fall to the use of Actistatin. In fact, anytime he races, you see on his leggings, it says Actistatin going down the side of his leg for that reason. Listen, Sean, thanks for being on the show today. I know you're a busy guy, and it was hard getting you on here.
Carl, thank you again. And I encourage anyone to visit our website, learn more, always research before you buy. That's my motto.
GLCdirect.com. Take care, Sean.
Thank you.
All right, so that's all we've got for today's show. Actually, it's a short show. It's a different type of a feel. It's just a one-hour show. So I'm going to say goodbye now. And, of course, tomorrow is Friday, and I'll be in the studio with the most beautiful woman in the world, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. See you then.